Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah, come on.
Miss Doug, man.
Yeah, I already miss him. By the way, Jeff McClain with this tweet, then we'll get to the phones. Mm-hmm. We'll try to appreciate Doug. Someone asked McClain, what do you think of Nick Sirianni? Jeff McClain says he could potentially be the Andy Reid candidate and that he came in without an extensive NFL resume, without play-calling experience, and blew Jeffrey Lurie away. There's certainly some head coaching buzz for down the road, but Eagles may be willing to take the leap.
Hmm. But yeah. I know what. Nobody ever comes out of these interviews saying he had a bad interview.
Except for some of the Bieniemy report.
Right, yeah, exactly. I was just getting ready to bring – thank you for bringing that up. I was just about to point that out. Let me just say this with Doug, right? Because I feel like I've been in a fortunate position, obviously being a former player, doing stuff with the Eagles organization from a media standpoint, doing stuff with Fran Duffy down there, Eagles game plan, all those guys. And gals, as Melissa is one of our producers down there as well, doing the Eagles game plan through the years, and I believe I started doing it in 2012. It was Andy's last year. I believe it was the first year we started doing it. And, we used to have to do all the other assistant coaches. Because Big Red, that was a tough year. Kind of wasn't expecting him to come down once a week and be breaking down game film with me. That was a tough year that year. But that was the first year we started. And from that point on, I had done stuff with the head coaches from that point on. You know, Chip did it with Chip for the 3 years that he was here and would do assistant coaches from time to time. And when Doug got hired, I remember doing it, and Doug didn't do it every week, but he did it enough throughout, if I say a 17-week season, I would say Doug would probably do, especially in the beginning, in those earlier years that he got hired, he was probably doing 6 to 8 of them a year. So he's doing almost half of them. You got to realize he has other media obligations, so he would give the opportunity to some of the other assistant coaches as well. That's how I met Flip and all the other guys. Right. I got a chance to break down film with those guys, but I used to always enjoy doing it. One of my favorites was Doug. Like, some of the coaches are great at it because they love getting into it, and some of them do it because it's part of their they're being asked to do it.
I don't really care.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how they felt about it, especially him.
I'm sure Chip was a peach to deal with. Doug gave you an honest effort coming down.
Doug would come in, man, and he always had something good to say to everybody that was there working, the behind-the-scenes crew, something Chip never would do. Doug would come in and acknowledge, speak to everybody, even after losses. It's one thing to do it after a win. He would do it after losses. And, man, I sometimes I take those things for granted, but then there's times like today when I know that I've had my own little moments with him, private moments with him, that I could talk to him about stuff from being a former teammate of his as well as being on this side of things. And I appreciate it. I appreciated Doug always never putting on airs with me. You know what I'm saying? Never acting as if he was up here or as he could have. Right. You know what I mean? He was still Doug. And I was only a teammate with him for a year.
Right.
But he was still the same Doug.
He's a good guy.
Being around the guys. And I appreciate that. And he made our job doing that a lot easier. He gave us information. He gave us intel on stuff that some coaches wouldn't necessarily do so.
I can't wait to see if they hire Josh McDaniels, how cooperative he'll be with the
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Now, I will say I do have practice with Deuce, as I've done it with him several times. So,
and Deuce is good doing it?
Oh, hell yeah, yes. Deuce reached out to be like, all right, Deuce,
He keeps talking and keeps talking.
The funny thing with Deuce, because you would get this with some coaches, especially the guys that were former players. Brett would have to come back afterwards and be like, yeah, we're going to cut that part out.
He's giving a little bit too much.
Yeah, he gave a little bit too much. Yeah, he gave, got in here with Ike and they done got the talking. Like, he done gave a little bit too much.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
so, that's what we need.
Yeah,
Deuce.
You would get that. Yeah, you're like, he done gave a little bit too much information.
Mm,
too- but yeah, it was fun, man. So, you know, Doug was – that's why everybody down there loves Doug.
Yeah.
That's why everybody down there in that building has nothing but good things to say about Doug Peterson.
And that's why we're having Doug Peterson Appreciation Day today, because he deserves it.
Yep.
Doug deserves it. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones with Lou in Sacramento. Lou, happy Doug Appreciation Day. How are you?
Happy Doug Appreciation Day, guys. Just a quick FYI. I'm in Denver now, moved to California Light here in Colorado.
You're going to be calling from Colorado from now on. All right.
Yeah, there we go. It's a new day, fresh day. Loving today. It's a good day to celebrate Doug. You know, human psychology usually says when you lose, you have a better or bigger reaction than when you win. For an Eagles fan winning the Super Bowl, I couldn't disagree with that more. I mean, this last year was the worst Eagles season I've ever seen. I'm 38. Doesn't compare to the Super Bowl. I mean, the Super Bowl was the highlight of my life, almost.
Yeah.
I had my kid, my first son, 9 months later. So, I mean, this guy, if you would have told me that our starting quarterback would have went down, he would have unlocked something in Nick Foles that no one had seen in, you know, 3 or 4 years, and then we beat Tom Brady, greatest player of all time, Bill Belichick, greatest coach of all time.
Yeah.
And he throws for 500 yards. I mean, come on. The guy did an amazing job. And I like Andy in Deptford. He's a great caller. But to say we barely beat the Patriots and not Doug for that, come on, man. We beat them by 8, and they scored 500 yards.
Yeah. Anytime you beat the Patriots, it's barely. Yeah, when do they ever get blown out? Yeah, they don't get blown out with Tom Brady as the quarterback.
And Doug had a rough year. I feel bad for him. I would have liked to seen him get another chance this year, but, man, we're not in a good position, so I don't know how much would have changed, but
right.
I'm just wishing him all the best. I hope he goes back to coaching. I hope he does well when he's not playing the Eagles. And, you know, all we can do is get behind the next coach and hope, you know, he does just as well. But it's going to be tough to top unless you win a Super Bowl. It all comes down to that.
Yeah.
No doubt about it, Lou.
It's true.
Thanks, man. We'll talk to Lou in Colorado now. We'll be calling in. No longer in Sacramento.
Doug had a certain charm about him. Right? Like, you either – now, for some people, they just never could connect to him, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, there's something about Doug Peterson I just can't get with. I just can't connect with. And then there's others where it's like, man, it's just something that's lovable about Doug.
Yeah.
There's something that is innocent, that isn't – It's almost disarming when he talks to you. You know, he feels like a regular guy. You're talking to a regular guy. You're talking to a normal guy.
So one thing I appreciate about Doug, and I think it also got him in trouble, was he actually, and it actually goes to what you were talking about with your segment that you do for PhiladelphiaEagles.com. He actually tried to give thoughtful answers to the questions that were presented to him. And a lot of times it did get him in trouble. Now, this year is almost like a totally separate thing, right? Because the whole thing with not answering questions about Brett Favre or whatever. But, like, he actually, like, he was too long-winded. He tried to give you too much, and then it ended up costing him because it's just, like, sometimes, like, saying nothing, like what Belichick does or what Andy Reid did.
They've mastered the art of saying nothing, basically.
And Doug actually tried to give a thoughtful answer, and I think that's because he recognized that being the Eagles head coach, we care. Like, he understands how much we care about this team.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's something else he will hopefully get better at in his next job opportunity is – he has to build up a little bit of a, shield. He has to have a little bit of I don't care what you think in him. Not to a point where you're a jerk, but self-preservation has to be a priority. And that self-preservation is you and the team, what's best for the team. There wasn't enough of, you know what? I know they're not going to like this answer, but I'm not giving them anything.
I don't care, yeah.
Right? Like, I know you're not going to like this, but I'm not giving you anything.
And that was Andy.
Yeah.
Like, Andy didn't care.
And he knew he was going to take a hit for it.
Yep.
He knew it.
And the most important thing to him was that, like, he give you nothing and that it was all about the team.
He maintained everything else behind the scenes. Yep. Yes.
Let's go to Wade in Chester. It's not that Wade in Chester. It's Wade in Chester. What's up, Wade?
Yo, what's up, y'all? Yo, happy Doug Peterson Appreciation Day.
Yes, sir.
I remember, I don't know if it was his Doug Peterson rookie year or the year we won the Super Bowl, and I think it was the Delco Times. A dude had an obituary, and in his obituary he said he wanted his pallbearers to wear Eagles jersey so the Eagles can let him down one more last time before he let him down one more last time in his life.
Right.
So I just say Doug Peterson, you know what I'm saying? He brought us a Super Bowl, so he got rid of that. That, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So and let's go. Now I want to touch on some other stuff. Ain't it funny how I called up to the man before and I said, yo, what they doing to Doug down with the NovaCare and stuff, and now that all this coming out, like Carson doing this and doing that, I was like, man, what they putting their hands on Doug? And Ike was like, man, if they touch a Doug, I'm going to go down there myself. Well, you should have went down there, man, because that's what it seemed like it was going on. And Doug got the wrong end of the stick, man. They did him dirty. But, Doug, I know you're listening, Doug. You're a good coach, but you're a better man. You're a great man, Doug. So that's even better. So, like, and another thing, man, with the interview with Howie Roseman, and he – I'm sorry, Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie. When he said in the interview why he keeping Howie Roseman and everything, this day showed us kind of why. Remember y'all said, yo, how the NFL all changed to going for it on fourth down, and y'all like, Doug created that?
Yep.
That was Howie Roseman, because he was talking to Doug Ear with the analytics and stuff. So Jeffrey Lurie was like, yo, you don't see how the whole league changing. They copying off of my man. So I guess that was from that.
Well, yeah, he's finding quality. He's certainly finding some qualities and reasonings as to why he's keeping him.
Yes.
I got to be honest with you. I think they would have been willing to keep Doug if he was just willing to go along.
Right. I agree.
And he finally said, I've been going along for 4 years.
That's basically what he said. Yeah. I'm not doing that anymore.
Yep. He's had enough. He's not doing it. Right. And if that means that I lose my job, which
and
is probably
new. And I can't blame him. Yeah.
Yep. Well, I probably would have done the same thing.
Well, listen, if you can't be happy in doing what you're doing, what's the point of continuing to do it?
Yeah, I mean, like, he ended up not having any other options this year, but he's got, I mean, you know, he's got a contract that's going to pay him until he does get a job. So it's not like he has to worry about any of that kind
of
crap.
Man, he got that Super Bowl on his resume. That gets you that means they answer the phone when your agent calls.
Yep.
Right? You may not necessarily, you may not get the job, but they're at least going to answer the phone.
Let's go to Rob. Rob, hang on, Rob. Mark Sinderis on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios on Doug Peterson Appreciation Day. Rob in the Poconos. Rob, go.
Man, we going to miss Dougie P in Philly. He gave us two great memories. The first, that Super Bowl, and the second was that great all-take job for his last game. Now, if the Cowboys could have won at 1 o'clock, it would have been even better for that tank job, but...
Well,
we have a lot to be grateful, though, with Doug. A Super Bowl, multiple playoff appearances, couple division titles. He did good as a coach.
He did.
Good. He did great.
He did, yeah. It just kind of fell apart in the end, huh?
Yeah, it just did. Here's a horrible drafting catches up. Snake Howie Roseman should have got the freaking handle, too. He should have got it. He should have got that pink slip as well as Doug.
A lot of people saying that, Rob. Thank you. Al in North Carolina. Al, go ahead. What's up?
Hello?
Yes, Al. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I didn't hear the beginning. I'm sorry.
You good, man?
Day.
Yes, sir. How are you?
All right, John. Let me first start by saying that that the Eagles did him dirty the way they did it. They set him up for failure, and he's a great coach and a great man, and we'll leave it at that. Now, as far as the other stuff goes, let me ask you guys something. Ike used to be with Chris Carlin.
Yep.
And John, I don't know where you were at, I'm sorry. But how did you get there? How did you get to where you're at, John? Did you have to have an interview? Did they just say you're promoted? Because most companies just come to you and say you're promoted.
Well, here it was that that Chris was leaving for another job, and I was, you know, I there wasn't an interview, but it was, hey, you're the guy that's taking over. So
there's my point. So you know Deuce Staley. You guys, the organization knows him. It's not, why are you having an interview? Just promote the guy. If that's what you want to do and he's the guy, you don't have to have an interview. He's been there 10 years. How long he's been there? You know the guy already. Just say, this is your job. This is a bunch of BS what they're doing with him.
Well, I mean, okay? Listen, Al, I think it just shows you that they're obviously not sure if he's the right guy, right?
They ought to know by now. He's been there how many years?
Yeah, no, we agree with you, Al, but
knowing if he could do the job and knowing if they want him to be the guy that does the job, right? Like, maybe they feel like, hey, listen, we know Deuce could do the job, but we want to go out and we want to see
he's
if there's
not
anybody
our
else
first
out
choice,
there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that may be so, but the point that I'm making is
if the
guy has been there, then he's going to have a staff, so he's not going to do it by himself.
Right.
This other guy, Josh McDaniels, they already say, oh, he calls all the plays. That's another Doug. And Doug was good at what he did, but they set him up for failure. Because remember before the Saints game, Doug said on his interview, oh, I have to look at the film and see who I'm going to start next week against the Saints and this and that. You already knew. You looked at five games. You were at the game. You already knew what you were going to. You were waiting. What you were waiting for is Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie to give you the okay because Ike, you said it.
Yep.
He doesn't have the authority to bench a $128 million quarterback.
Yep.
They made that.
No,
yeah,
I mean, listen,
no, right.
I we'll see. I mean,
you're right. And I don't know if we are late to the party and recognizing it, and I say we as a fan base, but the league is changing a little bit, man. And it's changing a little bit to where these front offices want to have more of input on what's happening on game day and
just
out there
like
on
in
the field.
Baseball.
Right. That's what I was going to say. It's starting to get like baseball because that's what I keep thinking about, the Gabe Kapler – Matt Klintak situation.
Yep, they want to be in the they want to be up in the box controlling almost everything that's going on.
Cuz it almost allows them to dictate how their job is being perceived, in other words, right? Yeah. It's almost like, okay, I'm responsible for personnel. I put the team together, the roster. Well, if he isn't going to use them correctly, then I'm the one that's going to look bad. So now I need to have more say in who gets used and how they get used because I had a vision for why I brought them here.
Right.
So I almost need to justify my importance to the owner.
Yeah, like Doug's not using guys, or Jim Schwartz isn't using the guys that they draft, and it makes Howie look bad.
And unfortunately, you may be starting to get some of that seeping into football.
Oh, it's only a matter of time. Now, we've seen the analytics part of it with going for two, when people are like, that's dumb to go for two. It happened in the Indianapolis game.
Yes.
Where they ended up making up for it with a two-point conversion
Frank
later.
Frank Wright went for it, and I was like, what the hell are you doing?
But everybody's reaction was the same, and it's the same situation when Doug went for it, right?
Yep.
Just unnecessary. You're chasing points.
Exactly.
But that's the analytics part. And Doug talked about how he's got an analytics staff and all this other stuff. And that's not going away.
Yeah, it was never made more clear when Doug was talking about the role he wanted moving forward.
Yeah.
Like, that made it clear to me right there. It was almost like he was crying out saying, listen, I want to be a part of fixing this thing.
Sure.
You guys have left me out of this thing.
Yeah, they did.
Like, I'm taking all the hits here for the team not being good, and I don't even get to choose what personnel is on the team or, hell, who plays on game day.
Don't you worry about guys like Doug and, like, Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl. It took him a couple years to get a job, right? Like, that Mike McCarthy seems dated and old.
Yeah,
right?
And then how about this? He gets hired and gets told that Kellen Moore is running the plays and it's his offense.
Like the Matt LaFleurs of the world, where there's motion on everything. There's, I mean, there's like everything is so, the good football that you're going to watch this weekend and you watched last weekend is much different than what Doug is doing.
Yes.
Much different.
Yes, especially from the three of those teams. Tampa doesn't do it as much because Tom is doing what he normally does.
Right.
But the other three teams, yes.
Ton of motion.
Yep.
Ton of misdirection, ton of eyes going one way, them going the other way. And I worry that Doug is like he's caught in that old West Coast system, and that's what the offense looked like this year.
And that's what owners kind of want to see. That's what Jeffrey is sitting back watching. He's saying, I don't like this offense that I see.
That's why he's not getting an interview.
Yep.
That's why. Let's go to Adrian in Exton. Adrian, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
What's up, A?
All right, so I just want to say I love Doug Peterson as a coach. I love him as a man. I think he was a great man to represent Philadelphia and the Eagles. I think he did a great job representing us. I just love him so much. I have respect for Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't mind, I wanted to chime in on what you guys were saying yesterday.
Yeah, what? Go ahead.
All right, so I want to say I think the Eagles made a really bad move. I think if you're going to keep Carson Wentz, I think you either A, keep Doug. I think you keep Doug Peterson as well. And then if you get rid of Wentz, you know, you bring in Jalen Hurts next season. I think the Eagles made the really wrong move cutting Doug Peterson. I think it either should have been Wentz or I think you keep both of them.
See, that's the one thing that if I was against anything, I was against bringing both of them back.
Yeah, I agree. Pretty clear that with the McClain stuff and the other stuff that was never going to work from both of their sides.
No, I could watch them and tell that something ain't right here. You know, you just see people who are supposed to be working together. It's almost like a marriage. Like you don't necessarily have to live with that married couple. All you have to do is observe them for a while, being around each other, and how they interact with each other will let you know how good the relationship is to a degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, there was no interactions that you saw really at all.
Well, and it just seemed like it wasn't a marriage that was in harmony with each other. It just didn't. It was almost like they tried to make the best of the situation as they could, but it was clear to me, and now it's even more clear to me after last week, is that both guys knew that they didn't want to go on any further working with each other. Is that fair to say? As much as we want to say Carson got Doug fired or whatever, I don't think Doug was looking forward to working with Carson any more than Carson was looking forward to working with Doug any further.
Clearly.
Right.
Why would you want to? Why would you want to go back in that atmosphere? That was never going to work. And they weren't going to
allow
that
again. Well, if you want to keep your job, that's why you do it. There's plenty of guys keep their jobs. And, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm just looking at a relationship of two people that did not coexist, and neither guy, in my opinion, looked like they were interested in working with each other any further.
Let's go to Ray in Illinois. Ray, happy Doug Peterson Appreciation Day. How are you?
Happy Doug Peterson Day to you guys, too. I'm doing good, really good. I got the appreciation of the Super Bowl, being an Eagles fan since 1972. And I almost died in January 31st of 2016, and I got some underlying health conditions. So that Super Bowl victory made it so much more appreciative. But there's another game. There's another game back in, I think you were there, Ike. October 17th, 1999, Eagles at Chicago.
Oh, yeah, I was there.
Okay. I was shooting for the Daily Southtown, a suburban newspaper. They sent me over there to be the second photographer to take pictures of Donovan McNabb's family at the game.
Okay, okay.
So my job was to basically shoot McNabb's family in the stands on the north end zone, I believe it was. I, you know, we live and die with the Eagles. The Eagles lose a game, and you feel like crap for days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I came back to the office, the Eagles won that game 20-16. I didn't have to hang my head. I didn't have to, you know, feel like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And so my appreciation is for Doug Peterson is for he threw a 57-yard touchdown pass to Dietrich Gels. Remember that?
Yep.
I thought that was Donovan that threw that.
No. McNabb came in for one play. They put him in for one play.
And it was an option play. I remember that.
What's that?
He tried to run it. He ran, like, the option.
Yeah,
Yeah, right. And I got a picture of his family up there. His mom jumps up and starts yelling and screaming because it was in that end zone. And that was pretty cool.
Hold on. Andy only gave Donovan one play?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I know. I was upset because I think it might have been even a penalty on that play. So I don't think it counted in the stats. I'm not positive about that, but I'm pretty sure.
The Eagles got a win in that game. Ray, thanks for the memories, man. Appreciate it. Eagles got a win. Doug Peterson, 22 of 38, two touchdowns, 228 yards, no interceptions, only one sack.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. That might have been just our second win of the season. Our first win came against the Cowboys.
Yep, 2-4 after that win.
I think we beat them 13-10. That might have been an overtime. That might have been against Randall. That might have been before Randall. It was with Dallas.
Yeah, because you won two games in a row. You started 0-4, and then you beat the Cowboys.
Oh, the next week was Chicago?
And then the following week was Chicago,
yep. Oh, okay. Okay, so I didn't know that, but yeah. Yeah, I do remember that game. I remember Dietrich Jails, track star.
Yep.
The track guy. It's the only ball he caught. Yeah,
it was the one play that he made.
He was fast as hell.
He was.
I mean, and looking at him running next to Torrance Small and Charles Johnson, it was like watching a damn cheetah run.
Those guys ran like a tight end.
Oh, my goodness. not even like a tight end.
Well, a tight end
Yeah, Torrance Smalls was so slow. And you know what I saw? I saw a stat from Torrance Smalls. I couldn't believe it. I think he was with the Saints. Did he have, like, a record for receiving yards in a game?
Did he?
I think so.
I don't know
if it was a playoff game, but it was when he played for the Saints. I think he might have had 300-something yards receiving in a game.
In a game?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
I saw the stat, like, recently. Somebody either passed him or was approaching it. Something. I couldn't believe it. I was like, man, we got Torrance Small when he definitely had no gas left in the tank.
None at all. Doug Peterson in that Cowboy game, 11-29, 145 yards and a pick and an interception. That's more the Doug.
That's the Doug Peterson stat line right there.
Four rushes for minus 9 yards.
Hold on. What was it again? 11, was it?
11 for 29, a buck 45.
Goodness gracious, 11 for 29.
It's tough to do. Was throwing to Charles Johnson and
who was our leading receiver? Chad? Or Deuce?
Deuce.
Right?
Deuce, yeah. Four catches. Deuce and Torrance Small, leading receivers there. And by the way, and Troy Aikman actually played that game.
Okay.
Emmitt Smith had 30.
Oh, no, that's the Michael Irvin game. Yes.
Is that the Michael Irvin game?
That's the Michael Irvin game,
So that was 99. That was Andy's first year.
Yep, that's the Michael Irvin game.
Get out of here, son. I didn't put two and two together.
I didn't either until you just said Troy Aikman played.
Huh.
Yep, that's the Michael Irvin game.
Wow, Emmitt Smith had 30 carries, a buck 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, Torrance Small went for 200 yards and two touchdowns against the Broncos as a New Orleans Saint.
Is that what it was?
Who the hell was guarding him
him? Who was covering him? Was he fast back then?
I mean, to be fair, Travis Fulgham put up 153 yards this year in a game. So, I mean, it could happen.
Believe me, he was faster than Travis Fulgham. I mean, Travis Fulgham was faster than Torrance Small.
Yes.
Who was faster, Alshon or Torrance Small?
Maybe Alshon?
I think Alshon had to be faster, man.
2017 Alshon, definitely.
I don't remember anybody as slow as Torrance Small playing wide receiver. Anybody.
It was bad.
Not even me when I was in high school. Anybody.
Anybody? You're faster than him?
Yes, anybody. I don't remember being as slow as Torrance Small.
That is a big problem if you're a wide receiver. Let's go to Herb, Northeast Philly. What's up, Herbie?
Yeah, what's going on, bro?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Herb. What we got?
Just came from Jersey. All right, listen. I want you to remember these words. Players, playmakers make plays, and we need to draft playmakers. As far as Dougie P., I just want to say to him, after 51 years and myself 38 days in the hospital, I had two operations. I got out to watch that Super Bowl and my speedy recovery. Winning that Super Bowl was the greatest thing that ever happened to me and Philadelphia sports fans. So thank you for the memories. Thank you for winning the championship, and God bless you on your next coaching job whenever you get it. That's all I got to say today.
Herb, that's the best call that you've ever had to the Marks and Reese show. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Hey, you know, John, I'm just trying to, you know, chill. That's all.
No, you're good, man. You're good.
Trying to chill. You know how I feel. You know, I'll talk to you in a couple of days about this the draft, and hopefully what's been done the last 20 or 30 years with the Eagles, that we get a coach that the ownership understands that every year you have to fill the voids, the free agencies, the people that get hurt, the people that retire. If you want to build a championship team year in and year out, that's what it's all about.
Well, I tell you what, Herb, I'm going to be looking for your expertise. It's a big year for the Eagles as far as the draft goes.
Oh, yeah.
They have the sixth pick, and they can't blow this pick. Now, sometimes when you got too many options, it's a lot of options up there at number six. A lot of options.
Well, you know, they need about 10 or 11 starters. There's going to be a big turnover.
Is that it?
Big turnover.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Be good. Be good. Thank you. Yep.
Yeah, they're almost certain to blow this sixth pick.
There's too many options, you're saying? They're going to overthink it and take a corner that they're going to overdraft a corner and he's going to suck? Awesome.
No doubt about it.
Awesome.
No doubt about it. Too many options at number six.
Well, I mean.
Because you're by the time the draft gets here, you're going to get three quarterbacks going that top five.
Yes. Well.
Wilson, Lawrence, and Justin Fields will be in that top five.
You think? Yeah. I wonder if Fields slips a little bit.
Or six. I mean, the Eagles trade out of six.
Yeah. I guess it depends who's left there, right? But I agree with you. There's going to be at least two. I mean, I guess a lot just depends on Fields. I don't know. I mean, I don't think you should overreact to a game, right? But people were overreacting to the good game that he had in the semifinals, and then he didn't look as good, and he was banged up in that finals game.
Yeah, I'm not in love with him. I just know teams overdraft quarterbacks every year.
Oh, every year.
Yeah, they do it every year.
Guide to Door and Window. Their big winter sale has been extended through January. 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guide to Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. I agree. No, always. And
yeah.
I mean, it's an attractive spot to be if you're the Eagles.
Yeah, somebody's going to want to move up there. I think that's why they wanted to have that option of, you know what? Somebody may want to get up here and give us an extra pick or two.
Yeah. Oh, you get a desperate team or two that's right? Looking to move up from the teens.
And you pick up a number two or number two and a three.
Well, and that's why they forced Doug to tank a game, and then Doug got fired.
You know what I've been thinking about? Najee Harris. Can we get him with that? They got like the 35th pick, 36th pick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where Cleveland sort of got Nick Chubb. And I mean, could we get – I like that running back out of Alabama, man. He looks nice.
Yeah.
Oh, physical, everything.
Well, I mean, the one –
I mean, I like Miles, but come on, man. I'm –
And by the way, you're gonna have to pay him after
make a
next year, and he's gonna want money. But like to the point about trading out of six, the fact that you have that 35th pick,
that's like an extra first round pick. Really.
I mean that's really nice.
I mean you can jump back into the first round if you want to.
You can, yes.
You know what I mean? Like that's a good spot to be in that second round.
Having six and having that, I don't want to trade out.
Yeah,
I don't want to trade out six.
You get two good players. Two of
that'll
the top,
you, that'll
top
help you
35
this year.
Players, yes.
That'll help you this season.
Yep.
This season. All right, let's get to Colin in Colin.
Provide we'll take another backup quarterback.
Oh, please, no. Well, they take a quarterback in the first round.
Right,
backup quarterback
yeah.
Provide
we'll won't do that, yeah.
Colin, North Wears. Colin, go ahead.
Hey, man, how y'all doing? Happy Doug Peterson Day.
You too, Colin. Thank
what's
you.
Up, Colin? North Wales.
Yep.
Yeah.
Up by Mark's Jewelers.
Okay.
Up by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309. But there's the Montgomery Mall, and then North Wales is kind of behind that. I got you, Colin.
Okay.
Exactly where I work. Yeah, there you go.
Right on.
See, Johnny, he's a real Philly guy. I'm a Jersey guy.
And they say I'm a real suburban Philly guy. Go ahead, Colin. I'm sorry.
You got to tell people whenever you go anywhere, I'm from Philly. That's what you got to say.
Yep, and we fight.
Got two things to say. First thing, I just want to make sure if Howie ever leaves, you guys don't have a Howie Roseman day. Because this is probably one of the biggest disgraces in Eagles history. Now, this is speaking from – I'm someone very young. I'm only 17. I'm a senior in high school.
Oh.
What?
Where you go, North Penn?
Yeah, exactly. I put right on the football team there, yeah.
All right.
Varsity?
I don't care.
I'm varsity, yeah. I'm starting at center this past
two year. Years.
Two yep. years? Yep. Varsity?
I knew it.
All right. I'll be following you.
There you go. Commitment this Friday, but, you know, that's besides the topic.
Oh,
but,
no. Where you going? No, you got to tell us, Colin. Come on.
It's supposed to go public on
we break news on this show. Break news on this show.
So, hold on. So, are you big time?
Yeah.
Are you Division One?
I'm not going to hype myself up like that. I'm not no big time. It's D3.
Okay.
So what, man? Be proud of that. Yes.
But Lord knows the percentage of people that actually play college, so I'm still hype about it. You
that's
know?
Right, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Just do, right. Listen, just do better than Jack Fritz, our producer. He played in college and he was bad, so just do
there
better than
go.
He did.
Yes.
Should I say it right now on the air? Or?
Well, that's up to you, Colin. I mean, yes, we want you to break it right here on WIP.
All right. So college is Stevenson University down in Maryland. You know, I was down there a month ago. Great campus. The Ravens actually use it as their practice facility. I think they stopped right after they used after they won the Super Bowl. But okay. Yeah, that's
all right. Breaking news.
No, congrats, Colin. That's great to hear, man.
Stevenson University.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you'll be hearing me. Don't worry. I'll be on ESPN. I'll be.
All right.
I'll be there. But,
you got good size. What's the tail of the tape on you?
Listen, I'm 6 foot. Right now, I'm cutting weight. So at the end of the season, I was 250. Right now, I'm 225.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You know, it's high school to college is big. So, you know, I'm trying to play linebacker rather than on the line. But, you
right.
know, you know, I got to work on stuff.
I like it, Colin. I like it.
I'm a dog, man.
I like it, man.
That's what they call me.
Good luck with everything. Right. We don't even want to know about your Doug Pierce
yeah, yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah,
no, listen, I got one other thing.
All right, go ahead. Hurry up. Up against
I got to with the Howie thing. I know. I'm wasting a lot of time here.
No, we contribute.
In terms of actual school, I do a lot of journalism stuff. That's my major. I listen to you guys every single day. I end school right at 2. I hop on my phone or in the car on the way to the gym. Listen to you guys all the time. You guys specifically inspired me and my friend to start our own podcast.
Awesome.
We're honestly starting up with our first interview tonight. We got Jason Martinez as our first guest, which honestly, like, as our first guest is, like, pretty cool.
Why don't you ask me? What the hell?
I'm calling him, man. If you want to get on, man.
Yes.
Get rid of that
Listen,
guy.
Listen, email me, Colin.
Yeah, do not ask me, Colin.
Yeah, Ike won't do it. Jack will do it.
Listen, someone reach out. I'm not. No,
all right. You're on Twitter and Instagram,
yes.
right?
No.
Yes, hit us up, Colin. No, yeah. I'll do it, brother. I'm just joking with you, man.
You're on Instagram and Twitter. I'm yes. John Marks Media. My email address, johnmarksradio@gmail.com.
The phone call is going so well. We got a college commitment, some dog love.
Hey, Colin was like a damn guest.
Yeah, seriously.
This is what he wants to do, right? Seems like he's in the right business. All right. Congratulations. That's awesome.
You know why Jack was mad.
Why?
Because we had another athlete on the phone.
Oh.
Who was going to school
well,
somewhere.
I just appreciated that everyone's starting to recognize how hard it is to make it to college as an athlete.
Well, I'll tell you what. He sounded like he has potential as a producer. Maybe we get him in here to see if he can help Jack out a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, that could be a good idea. Maybe it's an internship opportunity. Keep your head down to the grindstone. That's what I tell people. But always hire athletes is what I say.
All right.
Stevenson, awesome.
Coming up, you know what we have? Stump the Millennial. And it's going to have a Doug Peterson flavor to it. Jack Fritz is the Millennial. Your chance to win a Santucci's gift card. Caller number 6, 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. We'll play Stump the Millennial. We'll get to your phone calls next. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.